And that's where the new data or the new press release on the FLEX study, the Erbitux study, with cisplatin vinorelbine is triggering curiosity, because that shows that it's clearly clinically positive. That means that maybe we have a regimen of chemo plus a targeted agent for the non-Avastin candidates.
What specifically did that trial look at?
That trial looked at Erbitux added to cisplatin vinorelbine. And as you know, all these trials of chemotherapy plus an EGFR inhibitor had been negative, including IRESA 2 trials, Tarceva 2 trials, and then there was one with Vectibix or panitumumab, small, but it was carboplatin plus that antibody, negative. And then there has been also a carboplatin plus minus cetuximab, negative. And now, from Europe, as a result of an initial phase 2 study on cisplatin vinorelbine plus cetuximab, they've done this randomized phase 3, and they did the press release that the study has met the survival endpoint. And nobody knows how much is the difference. And everybody's speculating. This came as a surprise to all the experts, where we have seen that we don't expect much to happen when you add an EGFR inhibitor to chemo. Now, is that because it's a different chemo? We don't know. Is that because it's an antibody, which has a different pharmacology? We don't know. We don't know the magnitude of the benefit yet. But if the magnitude of the benefit is 2 months, which seems to be a number that is accepted as clinically, it could be then an alternative for the non-Avastin candidates who receive only chemotherapy.